I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Let's go. Football cards collecting and investing. The backwards hat duo is back. I had no idea you were rocking it. I'm rocking it as well. And I was like, you know what? I don't even wear hats anymore. I just put this on for no reason whatsoever. But Andy, it's good to see you. And we are one day closer to the NFL draft. And not only are we one day closer, Andy, it's also the month of the NFL draft coming up here in a few weeks in late April. So what has been your biggest takeaway, rookie or non-rookie, for the football card market?
Loving the backward hat. You know, I'm always rocking it, man, because that's the theme around here when we dig into this football card. Carter, I think we're in a dip right now. I think market-wide football cards is in a dip, and that might be different at a card show than eBay, and we could dive into that. And I think it's important to dive in, like, how do you even assess if we're in a dip? You can't just look at one card, right?
You can't. And you were discussing before we got on here, Josh Allen Silver Prism market.
Oh, yeah. Josh Allen. Well, so for Josh Allen, because his Silver Prism is so rare, like, I'm actually looking at here. I'm going to share my screen here. Looking at his Optic Holo and trying to, because it's a better card to look at. And his Optic Holo PSA 10 has actually gone up. You can see it was $715 in a buy it now, October 21st. And then March 8th here, you had a auction of $886. But if I scroll all the way back to the top, you can see a buy it now as recently as just 3 days ago from the PSA vault here, $1,025. There's $1,026 in auction from Sharp Corners a week ago. So I think Josh Allen's Optic Holo has actually gone up a little bit. But that's the thing. Like, Josh Allen's cards are so much more rare than Joe Burrow's in 2020 or Jaden Daniels in 24. And I'm not sure it's a good gauge. Obviously, his market hasn't dipped, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but as far as the other quarterbacks are concerned, Are there any buying opportunities in your mind?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at Jalen Hurts, right? The Super Bowl winning quarterback here. You know, of course, he's going to cool off a little bit after the Super Bowl. But you have his Silver Prism PSA 10 at $455 in auction just a couple days ago. And, of course, this Silver Prism is kind of hard to find. You can see PSA 9 for $160. I mean, that doesn't seem too bad. But in order to get an idea, you got to go look at the other guys like Joe Burrow's. His Silver Prism PSA 9 is close to $400. Same thing with this Raw, as you can see right there. And then his There's Justin Herbert at 800 on his Silver Prism PSA 10, but Jalen Hurts at 400 is in, and Joe Burrow's is actually 1700. There hasn't been a change in that. It's very hard to find those transactions. Jalen Hurts actually has a little bit more common Silver Prism PSA 10. It's just a higher pop. You see the grade rate on that is 25%. That's a lot higher than Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert's. I'm not sure if that plays a role as well. But even if we look at, like, for example, 2 month here, let's go 2 month, February, beginning of February till now, you see the spike there for the Super Bowl. The peak sale was $800, buy it now, February 19th. And now we're down here to $455.
Interesting. For Jalen 2020, pop count 328. Now, it's important to note that the 2018 rookie PSA 10 market is like way lower than that. We discussed that obviously last week, but honestly, it just always seems like Jalen Hurts is a constant buy for whatever reason. People just don't respect him as much as some of the other quarterbacks in his own class. And as we've discussed, Andy, Super Bowl rings really do move the needle when it comes to your legacy as a quarterback. And it's not as if the Eagles can't run this thing back to back next season. If you were to win another one next year, he would be in some very rare air, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, he would, man. He would. And there's, I think that you can see a obvious buying opportunity right now in Jalen Hurts. So, I mean, that's an indication right there to me that the market's in a dip. I think Jalen Hurts is a good buy, good kind of long-term investment. And then I looked at Brock Purdy. I was kind of shocked at Brock Purdy's conversion rate. His population on his 2022 Silver Prism, which is definitely the gold standard here for Brock Purdy, doesn't have quite the same print run as the other guys, being Mr. Irrelevant. And you see a population of 594 with a 51% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. Very, very good. I mean, that's the best we've seen or talked about that I know of. And you can see that card here is around $500 in the past 2 months. And cards held pretty stable. Playoffs, he was really cheap. If we go 6 months, though, and go back to the mid-season time, I mean, yeah, we had a $900 auction on October 13th, and that wasn't the only one. $835 buy it now on October 7th when 49ers were still in contention, still hot early in the season there. And look how much that card has dropped for Brock Purdy all the way down to now $450.
Interesting. And basically, his prices are roughly where Hertz's prices are, obviously a little bit less, if you will. And that's with 200 more cards and one less Super Bowl ring. And look, Brock Purdy will be the long-term San Francisco 49ers quarterback. We discussed this, or I didn't discuss this, but I've heard you discuss this. You felt the whole time that the 49ers were getting ready to pay him a lot of money, and that's what's about to happen. The 49ers brass has consistently said that Brock is our guy. So it's going to be very fascinating. Now, Andy, I do want to talk about the rookie quarterback class going into next season as the hype begins to grow for a few of these guys. Let's say a quarterback like Will Howard. I was shocked. Did a podcast on this, Believe in Saints, if you want to listen to it a little bit earlier today, that Will Howard of Ohio State was in Field Yates' second round mock draft.
Whoa.
And Field Yates had five quarterbacks going in the first two rounds. Now, last year, that wasn't really that big of a deal, because it was a very strong quarterback class. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, one of the strongest QB2 prospects in a very long time. Drake May, one of the strongest QB3 prospects in a very long time. And then you have Bo Nix, who almost won Rookie of the Year. And you have Michael Penix. They all go early. And you still have J.J. McCarthy in that mix. But this class is very different, where it's just not as deep. I think Cam Ward would have probably been the QB4 behind Drake May if he were to come out. And I think Shedeur Sanders would be the QB6. It would be between Nix, Penix, and him. I think J.J. McCarthy would have been the QB1 in this draft class. But Will Howard, to me, seems like a somewhat tasty buy. Now, it's a little ambiguous, his market, because his Bowman first are in a Kansas State uniform, and he will never be known for what he did at Kansas State. But obviously what he did at Ohio State was win their first natty since Cardale 12-gauge Jones was able to get it done. So, Andy, your thoughts on Will Howard?
Well, you know, I kind of teased that you were going to give our number five top player, the must-watch player to flip on draft night coming up in just a few weeks yesterday. And I looked at Cam Ward's market because Cam Ward's got a similar uniform difference from his Bowman U first logo to his Bowman U from this past year in the University of Miami jersey. So there is a big difference there too. But what I found, Carter, at least in the Cam Ward instance, there's still a priority of about an additional 30% value placed on the one with the first logo. That's what I found. People are still prioritizing that one with the first logo. At least they're still valuing it higher, about 30% higher. I'm looking at Will Howard here. I mean, this is incredibly cheap for a quarterback that could potentially go day two and maybe create a little bit of controversy, maybe turn into a training camp battle. You know, I mean, I go back, Carter, we go back to the year that Dorian Thompson-Robinson, what was that, 2022 or 23? When I can't remember his draft year, but I mean, he was talk of the town in preseason. You know, Aiden O'Connell and these guys, their college uniform cards were selling like wildfire, and people who held them, bought them during this time period right now, ended up selling them for a ton of money. And it wasn't necessarily on draft night. It was in training camp in August. So this is very interesting to me just because of the fact he's very unknown, and look how cheap they are. It's crazy.
Yeah, so that right there is a steal. His auto, Bowman first auto for $25, what, $26, $27 out the door?
Yeah.
That is a minimum $50 card on draft night. Now, if he slides, once again, this is just one mock draft, but I mean, we're talking about Field Yates. This is not some nobody doing this. So, look, it's hard to project this stuff, I understand, especially with a weird QB market, if you will. But, man, I keep hearing that Will Howard name. And something about Will that's interesting is that he does feel a little bit more certain. He ran Ohio State's offense last year, which had the best 1-2 combo at running back, the best 1-2 combo at wide receiver. An offensive line that wasn't good early in the season, but they eventually figured it out, and they'll have multiple offensive linemen drafted in the first couple of rounds. Man, he was with the best supporting cast he could have asked for with an NFL play caller. But that's the thing that teams are going to like about him, is that he ran an NFL offense, and he does give you some dual threat mobility. Now, what's interesting is Field Yates had him in the second round with a trade up from the New Orleans Saints to select him. And that wouldn't make a lot of sense because the Saints do need a quarterback, and nobody loves the Ohio State University more than the New Orleans Saints. One other thing that's going to be interesting is that because it is an ambiguous draft class, you're going to see different names pop up as far as getting steamed up right before the draft. Because Field Yates also had Tyler Shuck of Louisville as the first pick of the second round, which is insane to me. Absolutely insane. For me, I feel he's a fourth or fifth round quarterback. But Tyler Shuck, he's 26 years old. So it could be weird, and I do think that there are opportunities to look at some of these QBs and say, look, it's going to get steamed up. These fan bases are hungry for a QB, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and then you got the training camp hype on the back end when these rookies almost every year get a chance. And, you know, they'll give their first backup a shot, but then, you know, come halftime or second quarter, even in a lot of cases, these rookies are getting playing time. And I mean, a lot of people forget don't want to admit that they're playing backups and second string defenses and stuff like that. But so they look a lot better at the same time. It's like, you're not just throwing you to the wolves here. Let's play the second and third string defense. And a lot of these guys can really shine there as well. And you can see the pop in value from that.
Andy, I want to talk about the most controversial quarterback in this.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Class. And it's not even close. You know, many feel the most controversial QB is Shedeur Sanders. That is not true. Not true at all. The only thing that makes Shedeur controversial is that he's Neon Sun. He's a pretty straightforward quarterback. You know what you're going to get out of him. And you have to understand that he is a pocket quarterback. He needs to understand that as well. More than likely, Cam Ward's going to be the number one overall pick. Not really controversial there. All right. Tyler Shuck has developed a lot of controversy with, you know, him being at Louisville and once at Texas Tech. 26 years of age, had two devastating injuries. Andy, I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan at all. Jackson Dart has developed some controversy. So, Andy, let me ask you this. Jackson Dart, one of our patrons, Derek, has been buying Jackson Dart cards for years now, and it's paid off. He's made a chunk of change selling these autos that were not this much. So, Andy, your thoughts on Jackson Dart?
Well, his first prices compared to Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders – lower, a lot lower. Cam has actually steamed up quite a bit. Saw a transaction yesterday on his Bowman University first auto PSA 10, the non-serial numbered one, just like this, that sold for like $340, and the raw one was selling for about $150 to $175. Here we have the Jackson Dart at $80. Shedeur Sanders is now the same value as Cam Ward, and so, you know, I still think Cam Ward's like the chalky play that has room to go up, especially when you're getting taken number one overall. Such a big, you know, statement there. But yeah, if Jackson Dart does sneak up that draft board and go early first round, we're obviously going to see people making a lot of profit from where they're at now. I mean, he's succumbed to this little dip that we're in when you got all this stuff going on with other sports, and the NFL is in between free agency and the draft. It's a interesting little low right now. You can really attack some of these less chalky plays that I think people are just kind of right now, the hyper recency bias is kind of cooling on these guys.
But to me, the most polarizing QB is Jalen Milroe. And Jonathan, right on the money. Look, I want to say hi to Pick Six, Terry, Family Burliner, Dr. Hudat, my fellow Saints fan in here. Man, it's a great chat right now. Jalen Milroe, I can't believe I'm about to say this, Andy, is a quarterback that I've fallen in love with the most.
Really?
And I disliked Jalen Milroe going into last season. So just a little backstory. On Power SEC, I released a deep dive talking about Jalen Milroe, about how he was going to be a good but not elite quarterback last year with Alabama. And boy, the way he started, Andy, it looked like he was going to be the number one overall quarterback. But all I said was just wait. it's going to fall apart. And Andy, it fell apart miserably. He started playing really, really, really bad. And I didn't feel great about it. I don't like doing videos where, you know, I'm saying, hey, we need to cool off with the stardom. But he just wasn't a fit for what Alabama needed at the QB position. But damn it, Andy. The dude can freaking roll. The dude has a freaking cannon of an arm. It's just every other aspect of the quarterback position. Now, why am I liking Jalen Milroe? Well, if you're drafting a quarterback, you want to shoot for upside. And this is not an Anthony Richardson situation because Jalen Milroe has started a lot of games for Alabama. He has played a lot of snaps, and he has shown deep ball accuracy. That's something Anthony Richardson didn't show. And here's the thing I like about Milroe. If I'm an NFL team, I'm shooting for an upside shot of him potentially developing and turning into something. I do think his ego got a little too big at Alabama, and he started getting sloppy with some aspects of quarterback play. His mechanics are an absolute disaster. Intermediate passing, absolute disaster. But if it doesn't work out there, he is at minimum Taysom Hill. That is how special he is with the football in his hands. It is truly ridiculous. The turbo he could, you know, get downfield. I think if he was a running back, he would be a little bit behind like a Caleb Johnson if he was just deciding, hey, I'm going to focus in on being a running back. That's how talented he is as a runner. So I'm interested in Jalen Milroe. The prices were a little higher when I looked this morning, Andy. Obviously, been showing him on the screen than I would have liked. But he's so interesting to me.
I think it's great that he's got this athleticism he can fall back on. The fact he played for a big school, meaning they have primetime matchups. This is not a Trey Lance situation either, where, you know, he's playing for North Dakota State University. This is exciting because I love the athleticism. I absolutely love being able to fall back on your legs and your athleticism, and that can carry you a long ways in the NFL because, you know, worst case scenario, we're looking – I mean, look at Justin Fields as a prime example. He's still getting starting opportunities over a guy like Zach Wilson because Justin Fields has got the superior athleticism that is just, you know, bar none. So it's kind of like what you're explaining here about Jalen Milroe. So that's exciting, man. You see this rated prospect from Prism. I mean, this is very interesting with an auto rated prospect logo. This is pretty cool. $65 in a buy it now yesterday. I mean, that seems kind of low. That seems like he could be steamed up. I mean, if we're looking at a guy that people love the athleticism, you never know which one of these front offices could be sucked in here by Jalen Milroe. And he just gets potentially way overdrafted. Maybe he's great, Carter, like you said. Maybe he can figure out that scam progression in the actual quarterback intelligence and accuracy part of the game. That could be a really, really dangerous combination, man. This is exciting.
And sometimes teams just want to do something that's worked before. A weird, somewhat ambiguous quarterback by the name of Jalen, who played at Alabama, won a Super Bowl last year. So somebody might want to roll the dice and take him. Here's the thing. If I'm in round three and he's there, I got to take him. I do. Once again, there's other factors at play, but I just think you need to just roll it and see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, talk to him about the Taysom Hill role, which he could play for a very long time. In fact, I think he could be better at the Taysom Hill role than Taysom Hill is at the Taysom Hill role. And I'm a Saints fan. I love Taysom Hill. So, and the thing about Milroe is there are a decent amount of like these instant autos. He was a very popular player. He also, Andy, as far as his popularity is concerned, got the Michael Vick effect, meaning Michael Vick became a lot more popular once you figured out on the Madden video game you can run anywhere with him. All right. That's what happened last year when NCAA came out. Everybody played with Alabama because Milroe is a legit four guy at 215, 220 pounds. So there you go. Let's go to Ozark Mountain Collectibles. Steelers, Jackson Dart. Andy, your thoughts?
Oh, man, that's a great, great move right there. You know, it's obvious. He looks like the Steelers may be bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Is what I've seen most recently. So obviously Rodgers would start, and obviously that's not been solidified, but that is the latest rumors. He met with DK Metcalf and did the throwing at UCLA last week, and that's all the talk right now. But if the Steelers do get Dart, that's a very interesting training camp opportunity. He's going to get a lot of time. Aaron Rodgers not going to play in preseason, so he's going to get a lot of time in preseason. And Aaron Rodgers likely get hurt at this point in his career. So then there's a big opportunity there. So, and the Steelers are a massive franchise, one of the biggest fan bases in the NFL. That makes it a really solid opportunity that would boost his value for sure.
Yeah, and the Steelers are just so hungry for youth at the quarterback position. So there you go. This is funny for Mr. Clueless. Jalen Milroe played for Michigan in the bowl game. That is true. I mean, Milroe's bad games were really, really, really bad. But man, I'm just trying to think of teams that it would make sense for, right? I think one team it's kind of in the wings for him, and it's weird because they're young at QB, would be a team like the Denver Broncos, right? Mm. You have Sean Payton, and you give him another Taysom Hill. So there you go. Andy, who's the one NFL draft prospect? I know we mostly focused on quarterbacks, but we also do not ignore wide receivers and running backs. Is there anybody that's interested you over the past couple of weeks?
Oh yeah. So I look at Omario Hampton's rookie card prices compared to Ashton Jeanty and Caleb Johnson, and of course I looked at guys like the wide receivers as well, like Travis Hunter and Tetch Toria. I'm not going to pretend I said that right. And, you know, I look at Omario Hampton, he's a guy that could still potentially go in the first round with these teams that are needy, like the Denver Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, that are needy at the skill position, running back position. And so those guys interest me a lot, Omario Hampton. And then after him, I was very interested. I think Matthew Golden is a very volatile player. But the speed, once again, the speed, like with Jalen Milroe, is very tantalizing. It's very tempting to want to buy into that because of the landing spots, right? You could see a nice value increase. And then Carter, Colston Loveland at the tight end position. I think that is just a stand-up, chalky tight end play, and we've seen more and more tight ends going in early in drafts, and I think he's a first-round, day one guy. And so I think that would be a really nice play as well compared to what I'm seeing for his values.
I'm going to give you a name, and I did this a few weeks ago, Andy. I gave you guys Bashaul Tootin. And what happened after the combine, Andy, is autos went from, what was it? It was like $8 to like minimum $15, $20. I haven't checked in a while.
I think they're at like $40 to $50 now.
Okay.
Last time I checked.
So am I remembering this correctly? I don't look at it as closely as you do. Okay, that was roughly a month ago I gave you that play. All right. And ironically, the card that depreciates the quickest are the running back cards. I have nailed so many running back plays of the week. Andy, I'm about to give you the running back I personally like to watch. Okay, there you go. So, but that's for a PSA 10.
But see, people haven't been buying them. There's not a whole lot of transactions.
Okay.
I also spelt his name wrong, so let me research.
Okay. So, okay, but that's an auto number to 10. So, once again, you're not going to make a gazillion dollars with the RB cards ever. All right. So, they've not gone up a whole lot, but that out of 299 was once going for 899. There you go.
But nice look, I mean, you're going one a day, like one rookie auto there, and then there's 5 days, and then somebody buys another one, and that's they're forced to because it's an auction. And then you literally go a whole week before someone buys another rookie auto at $20. I mean, it's a solid play with upside whenever you're seeing that little volume being moved.
All right. I'm about to give you my favorite running back to watch. So last week we talked about Cam Scadabo. His prices are insane.
Unbelievable, okay. Dude.
Yes.
We should make people guess, like, how many people follow me on Twitter in this chat. If they follow us on Twitter, then you or X, then you already know. But so make sure you follow me there, because every once in a while, you know, I get a wild hair and post something.
All right, and tell the people what the Cam Scadabo auto that you put out there.
Oh my, $120 for the non-serial. And this is consistent. I mean, they get way more expensive from there. I mean, you're talking $200 for a serial numbered one. And this is raw, in good condition. Unbelievable how expensive his Bowman first rookie autos are. Crazy.
Man, I'm telling you. I love me some Cam Scadabo. I do. But obviously, I'm not going to touch him at that price. So you can get 5 Bashaul Tootens for 1 Cam Scadabo. And Tootin is faster. He's definitely the home run hitter. I think Bashaul Tootin at the bare minimum, Andy, is going to be like a Deion Lewis, if you will. I love me some Scadabo. I do. Obviously, no one in here is going to get that scat at that price. It's just not going to happen.
How much does his auto play a factor? Just the fact that his auto is scat. He's got the NIL deal now, I guess, with Scat Turf. Did you see that? Like, they're doing all kinds of stuff with his last name. He's got an NIL deal with, like, a commercial artificial turf company. And they got a new brand of turf called Scat Turf. It's a real thing.
I saw him in an ARAC video for YouTube nerds out there. But, yeah, I love me some Cam Scadabo. I do think he is really, really, really good. But he's not going to get selected in the first 3 RBs minimum. But I'm going to give you the name that is the sexiest to watch if you really do love the nuances of running back play. Now, here's the thing. We like to shoot for upside here. This running back is not fast. But guess what? Cam Scadabo isn't unfreaking believably fast either. I'm going to give you the name Damian Martinez. Andy, are you familiar with the Damian Martinez?
Dude, this running back class is so deep. I keep learning about new guys every day, and I'm definitely late this year with a lot of other stuff I've had going on that, you know, I have not gotten to all these guys. So I do not know who Damian Martinez is. Other than the fact I'm looking at his profile here, and this is starting to look really interesting. So tell us about him, Carter.
So Damian Martinez is not going to wow you with speed. He's just not. That's just not his game. All right. But between the tackles, outside of Ginty, he is the best running back in this class. Between the tackles, when we're talking about pure running back play, he is the best in this class for me. And by pure, I mean, you know, a guy like Caleb Johnson, it's more of a zone runner, you know, likes to attack edges. Travion Henderson, third down back, speed back. You know, I heard a Jahmyr Gibbs comparison. He's not that, but he has a chance to be special. Travion Henderson. Damian Martinez is just good. I feel like when I watch him, it's kind of Najee, James Conner-ish when I watch him. Once again, I just keep going back to him, man. And when I looked earlier, these autos are interesting to me. I have a few autos start up now, like $2 with like 6 hours left to go. I love me some Dame. I love me some Damian Martinez. I just do.
Very interesting. Player Profiler has him best comparable to Kendre Miller, which is not the greatest, not the only best. Because Kendre Miller's been a bust to this point for the most part.
But I'm just saying, it's eye test. I can't quit watching this guy. Look at $1 autos, $1.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, this is the thing, Carter. You look at this guy's market, and you notice right off the bat. Okay, there's a lot more sales on Onyx and Leaf Metal Universe and this and that. He doesn't have many rookie cards. If you do get the chance to find a 2024 Bowman U, not with the first. I haven't found any with the first yet logo, and $1. I mean, you're getting $10, less than 10, 15 bucks out the door here. I mean, there's really no downside because that's really the bottom for that card. And as long as he's not gotten any opportunity yet, you have the chance to flip this thing by August. Because as we've seen in years past, the Panini Instant, if he even gets invited to the event in the summer, is not going to come out until September. You know, you're not going to get that till September. There's very few cards people are going to be able to get their hands on between now and then that are going to really change the focus of his card market. And so at these prices, I mean, it's kind of no brainers to be able to flip. And I think that's just a totally important point, Carter. A lot of people out there watching us may be like, why are these guys talking all about the incoming class and speculating on guys that may be drafted in round 4 or 5 when you could buy into Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley, you know, that's because of the upside in the card market and the whole fear of missing out factor that drives so much of the hype that we see drive crazy sales and crazy sales prices in the card market.
Let's go to Arturo. He says, I have a mini fuchsia number to 99 Martinez Bowman first and no one has been interested in. Yeah, and that's the downside, is because there are so many running backs in this class. You're not, you've just seen just from watching sales volume, whether it's Tootin or whoever, it's kind of your flavor of the week. And I'll tell you this, Arturo, when I've done my own evaluations on these running backs, I have really just gone back and forth. You know, I'm not like as super high on Ginty as others, but I will acknowledge that he is like very, very, very good. All right. Andy, I'm not like totally sold on Amarion Hampton and Caleb Johnson, which is kind of makes me feel weird from a fantasy perspective.
What? You're not sold on Amarion Hampton. Tell me why you're not sold on Amarion Hampton.
Because we're talking about the first round, and I know this is not as much a football card thing, but running backs, historically, your draft capital has so much to do with your success. It really, really, really does, okay? And there's a lot of different reasons as to why. So if Hampton goes early in the first round, then yes, I do like him. I do. But if I were a team, I just don't know if I'd be selecting him in a running back class this deep. Now, if I was a contender and I was missing a running back, then sure, if it's later in the first round and I'm the Kansas City Chiefs and I'm tired of the Pacheco Hunt situation, maybe I do select someone of that caliber. I just don't think the Hampton, Caleb Johnson, Henderson tier is as far away from that next tier of guys that I like a lot.
Well,
but I will admit Hampton is a great athlete.
Okay, all right. So you admit he's a great athlete. I mean, Player Profiler has him best comparable to Jonathan Taylor, and I mean with his all-purpose skill set and just size and speed, I mean put up almost 2,000 all-purpose yards the last 2 years at North Carolina. I think somebody, a scout, would look at that, and maybe there's maybe there's a slight concern with Ginty from a certain scouting department, and all of a sudden, you know, Amario Hampton gets, I don't know, Carter, but look at the landing spots here, like the Vegas Raiders. picking at 37 and 68. I mean, 37 or 68, landing on Las Vegas, you would look at this guy and be like, he's going to have no competition there. He's going to blow away the competition, and there's going to be a massive role for him in 2025 with the new coaching staff. I mean, it's just like I'm looking at maybe Dallas. What if he lands on the Cowboys, Carter, in round two? And the Cowboys, you know, they don't go Genty or another running back in round one. What if they're probably going defensive edge or line, right? I would think, because I don't know if they're going to be able to retain Micah Parsons.
Well, I see Dr. Hudat's coming at me for the Marion Hampton take. Maybe I'm wrong. The Player Profiler has them with a Jonathan Taylor comp. Then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's me.
Well, we'll see, man. You got to stand by your takes. I mean, you studied the film, and you're not just looking at analytics. So, I mean, but I know that some of these scouting departments are going more towards analytics now and away from so much film. So there could be a guy in one of the front offices that are looking at this analytics, and they're like, this is our guy right here.
You know, this is interesting to me. Another running back that's gained a lot of steam. I haven't had a chance to really look at his cards is Jaden Blue of Texas. Are you familiar with Jaden Blue, Andy?
No, I haven't heard that name either.
Yeah, that dude can freaking roll. Like, he has special speed. It's probably the best pure receiving back in this class, maybe outside of Henderson. But Jaden Blue does not have a whole lot of autos out there. He has a lot of leaf, like rare leaf stuff. But Jaden Blue is very interesting. Big brand school out of Texas. And if I look, let's say I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, and I want to get a pure pass catching back to go alongside Saquon, who's a good receiver in his own right. I know they also have Will Shipley, who they like, but you know, Jaden Blue would make a lot of sense if you wanted to lighten up the three down load on Saquon. I wouldn't take Jaden Blue if I needed a workhorse back, but as a receiver, the dude is really good, and there's not a whole lot of mileage. I think he has like 300 carries in his entire career. You know, Genty basically had that last year. So there you go. Jonathan wants to talk wide receivers. Andy, are there any other running backs, current or NFL draft-wise, that you wanted to touch on?
Current or NFL draft-wise? Well, I mean, I pulled Saquon Barkley into our conversation about the veterans and looking at just, you know, kind of assessing whether or not there's an overall dip in the total market index of active player football card market. And you had to scroll down a little ways. I mean, Saquon Barkley, once again, really rare cards. There's his Silver Prism, Carter. We know how rare that is from 2018, $725, but only a pop of 27. So it's just incredibly rare. I mean, you do see a trend of over a couple of years, but I mean, that, imagine if you look at that, Carter, imagine if you were buying that back in October of 2023 before the whole Eagles season. I mean, you just made a killing. I mean, if you owned Saquon before that, probably, you know, if you bought Saquon in 2020, you probably paid too much. But he's one of the great running backs of the modern day hobby that people made more money on Saquon this past year than Jalen Hurts. I would go out on a limb.
Yeah, not only in terms of football cards, we talk about football cards and fantasy football. It was in fantasy as well. You know, I was, as you know, Andy, a few thousand dollars deep in fantasy drafts this year. And some of that is because of my partnerships with Underdog and now with Fast Draft Fantasy. Make sure y'all check that out. Fast Draft Fantasy, please go use my promo code Carter. Player Profilers, Matt Kelly is the one who started it. He was the one that his team was the one that reached out and wanted to partner with the Power Hour NFL. So make sure you check it out. Power Hour, or excuse me, Fast Draft Fantasy, promo code Carter. Fantasy draft that only lasts, Andy, 10 minutes.
Dude, it's so sick. I mean, I love it because I can get in a draft so quick, like in between calls or something. You know, I can get in a draft super quick. Yeah, and I got an instant deposit bonus using your promo code. I used promo code Carter, put in $50, got $50 instantly, and there was like the one I did was the Flex 50K. It was a potential to win $50,000, and I drafted six rounds, and I got Najee Harris in the sixth round. And we have been talking about on the show. I just can't believe the value I'm getting right here on a bell cow.
Let's go.
2025.
Indy, I will tease this. My play of the week is also a rookie running back. I think there's just a lot of opportunities with this class. And I think this rookie running back class has a chance to disrupt the NFL in a major way in terms of contracts, values, all that stuff. Now, Andy, let's talk wide receivers, and we'll touch on this briefly before we get into hobby tip and play of the week. Are there any rookie wide receivers that have tickled your fancy lately?
Well, it's got to be Matthew Golden, man, from the speed. Right. You know, he's that guy. That's Player Profiler's got him best comparable to Santana Moss, but he's got this speed, 4.29 percentile speed. I mean, he's just fastest guy on the field anytime that guy's out there. I love chasing those guys because the upside's so huge. And the prices were not bad whenever I checked yesterday. So I think it definitely makes him a very interesting guy to watch.
Yeah, we talked about Trey Harris recently. That's just going to be my flag plan for this class. Louisiana native, that you can't go wrong with that. And
he's kind of pricey, man. He's a pretty solid player. Yeah, Louisiana native. You nailed it right there. They're a wide receiver factory.
it's next level. You know, one thing that's interesting, and I want people to know this about not only this wide receiver class, but this draft class as a whole. There are a lot of players in this crop, Andy, that have character red flags a lot, and I think that's not like uncommon. Every draft class has character concern guys, but you got to remember these college kids have money now. Look, Carter, college kids always got paid. Yes, but there were, like, just think of this logically in terms of college football. There were guys that were offered stuff, but they didn't take it because of the fear of getting in trouble. Now you don't have to fear anything, really. So there was a lot of laissez-faire wide receiver play, lethargic wide receiver play when it comes to blocking and all of that. And that has really rubbed some NFL teams the wrong way. That's come up with Luther Burden. That's come up, Andy, with Territorial McMillan. It's come up with Isaiah Bond, who is probably a top five wide receiver prospect going into this year. One guy that it did not come up with was Trey Harris. So it's not the be all end all, if you will, but you know, it's something. So if that's the case, and NFL teams are like, well, you know, wide receiver every year is deep. You know, we could find that gem later in the draft. That can cause some of these elite guys to fall. So a guy like Luther Burden, I don't think he's going to fall completely out of the first round, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion he's going to be a top 20 pick in this draft class.
And yeah, and also Luther Burden's cards are kind of pricey as well already. You know, as you look at like the Trey Harris market, you look at the Territorial McMillan market, that market's very expensive. And obviously Travis Hunter, he's got the most expensive rookie autos now. His rookie autos are more expensive than Cam Ward's and Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart, arguably.
Andy, I do want to give one name out that's very interesting to me is Keandre Lambert Smith. Now, I've not looked at his football cards, but he's played at two of the biggest universities you can play. Keandre Lambert Smith played at Penn State, and they transferred over to Auburn. And these are the kind of guys I like to target, just really talented receivers. And you know, now that look, this is like the first I've honestly looked at his football cards. He doesn't have any in Auburn uniforms, so that means his supply is going to be a little bit lower. He's very gifted. He is very, very, very gifted, and he produced in an absolutely terrible offense last year. So I think if he would have stayed at Auburn, he probably would have stayed at Penn State, he would have had a bigger market because he would have been on a winning team. But Keandre Lambert-Smith is someone that interests me in a major way.
Yeah, and I'm finding mostly Leaf and Leaf metal. So then it comes down to just finding those Leafs that are autographed, preferably in out of 10 or less. I mean, because Leaf has so many serial numbered cards, I would really be trying to get that 10 or less for it to be, you know, pretty desirable. I mean, Leafer makes a nice card, you know, Leaf makes a nice card. And when you get a 10 or less card, I think that's kind of like the secret to getting making sure you get a Leaf that's going to be selling for $50 to $100.
People hate on me all the time they don't hate on me. You saw it at the National. My Leaf stuff doesn't move. Okay. But they look great. They look great. I know they're not licensed, but it's a lot cheaper to get the super rare stuff. Okay. Now, Andy, it's time for hobby tip of the week. I'll let you go.
It's easy for me this week, man, because I was thinking about this a lot yesterday. I cannot stress the importance of selling in a buy it now right now versus selling in an auction. Every time I look, the auctions are more volatile. And unless you got like the perfect auction house combined with a really great ending time, and they've really gotten it in front of a lot of people, maybe through Discord servers or social media, I've just seen a higher volatility. Auction could go a lot lower than what you potentially get in a buy it now. We've seen it time and time again. So I would really stick with a buy it now and actually, you know, be firm with your prices, because we have two major hype cycles for the year coming up for the NFL.
My hobby tip of the week is go to shows. I know I use that one quite a bit, but you know, our show is basically mostly eBay focused. Obviously you can find deals in Facebook groups, whatnots, all that good stuff. Whatever the new trendy breaker, whatever it is, you can always find deals like that. But my hobby tip is to go to shows when you get the opportunity to. It's just a way funner hobby experience. And the reason why I say that is because I haven't been to a show in 47 years. And that's the downside when you have a job, like being a wedding DJ and all that.
Yeah, wedding DJ specifically, I mean, you're
booked a lot during the wedding season. But there is just nothing like going to a show, and there's nothing, and even better, it's even better to set up at a show if you have inventory. That is. So there you go. You know, one thing I am heavily considering, Andy, and I've not told you this privately, is I am, before this football season, probably after the draft, maybe in August, I'm thinking about 99 cent letting it ride 90% of my collection.
Just 90%.
And just consolidated all into one super rare Jaden Daniels prism.
Okay. Well, I do get the whole consolidation thing. And I think maybe there's a bit of us all trying to consolidate here and there, just not on a 90% scale. You know, that's a big scale, but I get it, man. I get it. I like to display my cards too. And so it is tough. I do like to have, you know, a special batch of cards, like something that's really special. So
yeah, I'm thinking about doing a hard reset. I don't know. I want your comments down below. If you've ever done like a hard reset where you've just looked at your collection and said, let me just give someone a ridiculously good cash deal and give away my collection that's probably worth a grand and take 750 cash for it at 75%. Or you probably have to take a little less than that if you're just trying to get a collection just out the door. The time it saves you and the cash, it just gives you that good hard reset. And the thing is, Andy, I collect other things. Like, I have Funko Pops on display every year. I have a Kirk Herbstreit bobblehead on display every year. I've kind of diversified into like different things. But Mr. Clueless calls me out. He says selling is for quitters. Dang, Mr. Clueless.
Not if you recycle it, though. I mean, if you're gonna sell and then put that back into the hobby, into one single card, that's not quitting.
I just kind of want a rare Jaden Daniels prism where one of those cards is worth like 40 of my more valuable cards. But Andy, it's time for play of the week, and I will go first unless you need it to fire it off.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, Andy, do you know what the word genetics mean?
Generally speaking, I mean, that's part of your DNA. Like, you know, there's a lot of hereditary and unique factors in there.
So it's not a foregone conclusion that if your brother, especially your older brother, is really good, it doesn't mean that your younger brother's going to be good, right? So yeah, JJ Watt, TJ Watt, the youngest brother, Derek Watt, not really all that great. Christian McCaffrey, Luke McCaffrey. We'll see what Luke McCaffrey can do. You have Amon-Ra St. Brown, and then Equanimeous. We've been butchering the crazy first names throughout the show today. EQ's not that great. He's an NFL player, though, better than us.
I can get that one, Equanimeous.
Wait, say it again?
Equanimeous.
Equanimeous. Huh?
That's all I said. I mean, hey, you got it, man.
There you go. I am shocked that I'm about to give out Travis Etienne's younger brother, Trevor Etienne, as my play of the week. I was shocked how low his prices were this morning. I went and saw Bowman first. I actually rechecked a few minutes ago to make sure I saw this. It was $5 out the door. Bowman first from his Florida Gator years.
Oh, he's got let's it. Go, baby.
Yeah, so obviously Florida Gator fans could care less for him because he transferred to one of Florida's rivals, Georgia. And he was fine. Like, he wasn't, like, unbelievable. But Andy, his tape is good. Now, you do worry about character concerns. He did what Georgia Bulldogs do. He had an automobile-related incident.
Trevor.
But that's a rite of passage as a Georgia Bulldog. Andy, look at these prices. I mean, this is the dumbest, low-priced RB. That's what I'm talking about. $5.
He's being totally slept on. Totally. That's insane.
I couldn't believe this. I could not believe his prices were this low.
Dalvin Cook, James Cook is James Cook is pretty good. See, that's one where the little brother, and he played at Georgia too. Did James Cook get in a vehicle incident?
Not that I remember. No, that was before it really started to pick up in Kirbyville. But Andy, Trevor Etienne's got gas, bro. He's got juice. I've always thought he's very good. Now, is some of this, Andy, my Louisiana bias creeping in? Yeah. Because Trevor Etienne is also from Louisiana. He's from Jennings, Louisiana. But what position produces skilled position players at an abnormally high rate? More so wide receivers and running back. It's the state of Louisiana. And you're telling me a guy that's produced at two big Power Four universities in the SEC, a guy that's produced as a true freshman in the SEC, a guy that's been locked in a weird carry share with Montrell Johnson, who's also from Louisiana. He's also a draft prospect in the cycle. And then he had to go over to Georgia, which you're always going to be in a timeshare. Yeah, his numbers aren't going to be ridiculous. And his older brother obviously didn't have a great year this past year, but in the past has been a very good NFL draft player. Trevor Etienne, even more so than Damian Martinez, is probably my favorite buy right now, the running back class this year.
I dig it, man. I really do.
All right, Andy.
Yeah, you got me sold on that. So I was just looking at his comps. Player Profiler had him best comparable to Ty Chandler. And I was looking at the 40-yard dash at 4.42, 93rd. But he only had 15 reps on the bench press. So that's a little weak. Only 15th percentile, it says, or 13th percentile.
Do I care about bench press at running back? Should I?
No, not. I mean, yeah, it's somewhat important just for his day. I'm trying to make a case for it, but it's like, yeah, it's not as important for running back. So,
all right. Play of the week, Andy, and then we'll get to a very good question for Mark. Go right on ahead, Andy.
I'm dragging it on the screen because I think this is the play. I mean, this whole team, this whole offense outside of Christian McCaffrey is a very big play right now. And so I'm looking here at Brandon Ayuk, who's a guy who's historically had really expensive prices, you know, like this rookie Scripps, Silver Prism, non-serial numbers gotten up to $100 before. And it looks like he's gone up already a little bit because look at these April 1st transactions. There's actually quite a few auctions. So that's good. You want to see auctions going right now. I mean, look, flawless out of 25 on-card rookie is the top three brand in the hobby going for 78. Ooh. I think you're getting that card at least 40 to 50% off right now from his career highs. And I think now with Deebo Samuel gone, his career highs are going to get even higher this upcoming year. The 49ers get back on track. They get off to a good start. They should have an easy schedule because of how they played last year. And this is a recipe for Brock Purdy to get off a hot start. And Brandon Ayuk is that wide receiver one through the first 3 weeks, you know, putting up 150 yards a game with multiple touchdowns. And you compare the prices now, this is really cheap from where they've been.
Wait, a gold number to 10 auto? Okay. Would I buy that at 356?
I would, because that's a show card. I mean, I think that's at least a $500 show card. So Brandon Ayuk, he's more of an invest. He's got flip potential in September. But then he's also a good investment hold because of how good he is at route running, his age, his speed, you know, physicality, everything. He's got a pretty like loud playmaking style, you know, and he's really, really good.
Yeah, I'm in on Ayuk. I'm just in on the 49ers. I just don't see a Kyle Shanahan coach team missing the playoffs 2 years in a row. And Ayuk's going to be a little pissed off, because he would have been the one preferred to go to the Washington Commanders, because Brandon Ayuk's best friend, Andy, is Jaden Daniels. So I think he wants to prove to the world that he's still...
Look, when he matures, I didn't mean, but I want to interject, when he matures and he realizes that he's got to play to his highest ability to get out of, if he wants out, play better. Put up all the, make yourself the most demanded wide receiver in the NFL. That's the way forward, not to, you know, go on strike or not play good intentionally, run off the field in the middle of a play, DJ Moore, you know, that kind of stuff.
Let's go to Mark, Andy. He says, I feel exhausted with eBay, the fees, not actually selling much, and getting burned on 99-cent auctions. He's looking at other options. All right, Andy, let's hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I mean, eBay gets the most eyeballs, so take advantage of multiple avenues, but eBay gets the most eyeballs, you know. I would really have to take a look at the exact cards in case here, Carter, but in general, I like to sell, buy it now, and, you know, you take it to a show with you set up. I mean, setting up at a show could be about $100 to $150, so if you've got, you know, $1,000 in inventory, it makes a lot of sense, Carter. You know, and other than that, just be careful when you're starting your auctions. Like ending times right now is not football night. I wouldn't do Monday or Thursday. I would be doing Saturday or Sunday night right now, because that's going to be peak free time for people. And hopefully they're not watching a baseball game or a, you know, March Madness or, you know, basketball. You know, Luka Doncic goes to the Lakers. There's crazy times right now in other sports, so people aren't thinking about football as much. So don't sell in auctions.
Yeah, so this is how out Andy is on the NBA. I told him beforehand that people going crazy over Luka Doncic. And what did you say, Andy?
Oh, man, he did. He did. See? And, said, you're exposing me, man.
No, you said – no, it's just funny. I wish I had that lifestyle while I didn't care so much about other sports, but I love the NBA too much. And he said,
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I only follow NFL. I know what's going on in the NFL, but I did not know Luka Doncic went to the Lakers. That hasn't even crossed my notifications in any way, shape, or form.
I really don't believe that.
That's me.
No. That's impossible for you. First off, this happened, what, we're coming up on 2 months now? Month and a half when this happened, and he was the biggest story in sports. It was the most shocking trade arguably in the history of sports.
It must have came across my desk at the wrong time.
It did happen at like midnight, but I have a tough time believing you, an admirer of athletic achievement.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
I just only have bandwidth for so much. For the people that know me, like, you know, they know that I got the wife, two kids, full-time job, and I like to do football on the side of that. But outside of that right there, there's not much time for much else.
Mark, I think this would be the question I would ask is – if eBay, which is the biggest platform, with the 99-cent auctions, I would start all of them on Sunday night, right now, during this portion of the year. It's not that you need to do that, but I would do that. The second thing is, you probably don't have liquid cards. It's probably like, I don't know. We don't know which cards it is, but. That's why, you know, you should, if you PC players, you should really ask yourself, and I say this to everyone that wants to PC somebody, do you really love this guy? Because if you're picking someone that's not mainstream, that's not Joe Burrow or Justin Jefferson or Patrick Mahomes or someone like that, you're just not going to be as many people interested in your 99-cent auctions. You know, I did this with Tyrann Mathieu. I have a lot of really rare Tyrann Mathieu cards. He's just not that popular in the hobby. So I would seriously look at your collection and then say, hey, why isn't this moving? It could also be how you're listing the cards. It can also be your photos of the card. But there you go. If you're in this for like a long-term hold and you want your stuff to expand in value, you really have got to stick to the big names. So like Filthy, and we see Filthy in chat, some OGs in here. Filthy PCs Kenny Gainwell.
Let's go, baby. Kenny Gainwell. Oh man, he's exposing Kenny Gainwell was my sleeper write-up this past week.
Let's go. I
The landing spot is amazing here for Kenny Gainwell. I mean, he immediately steps in to competition against Jaylen Warren. I mean, that's not much. I think Kenny Gainwell, if the Steelers don't prioritize running back in this, he's got to dodge a draft. If he doesn't dodge a draft, then it's going to fizzle out, maybe. Hopefully not, but could.
Shout out to Filthy's had a lot of big things happening in his personal life. I talked to him on the phone not too long ago. Congrats to you. Congrats to Chad, who is scratching on vinyl.
Let's go.
The other day, Andy. Now, here's a funny thing. Scratching on vinyl is hard as hell. It is hard as hell. I can't scratch, and I'm a full-time DJ. Can't do it. Probably never will be able to do it. But Chad is super talented, and I would happily take your Bobby Hebert collection. His son is actually a really good friend of mine, T-Bob. So there you go. But Chad says, and we'll end on this, he is buying some J.J. McCarthy.
Ooh, that's a good play. I mean, honestly, he had a really good start before he got hurt. And Kevin O'Connell has become the quarterback whisperer. So if you can get a starting opportunity for the Vikings. Oh, and like I didn't even mention Justin Jefferson, just like, you know, generational wide receiver. Jordan Addison's not bad. If he could just, you got to keep, a head on straight, you know?
Well, Andy, look at this. I've gotten I've gotten one message from Eagle Sports Card, our guy Jonathan in the Discord.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's trying to sell me his Etienne's.
Let's go. Wait, hold on. Jonathan messaged me too, man.
Yeah. He's trying to move it. But guys, I really appreciate each and every one of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Peace.